What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open now, 800-313-9443. And yes, mea maxima culpa. I did accidentally call my lovely wife Hillary, and that's because I was multitasking and posting. She's laughing like crazy. I'm never going to hear the end of this. Okay. But you're both blondes. That's my excuse. Okay. All right. So the story I was putting up at the time leading to this was this story that's coming out about how Hillary Clinton had a rally today at a high school gym in Iowa and could not fill that little tiny place. And remember the video that came out where an animal rights activist tried to protest Hillary, and it was just a small room full of people. So today, Donald Trump sold out two sports arenas of people who wanted to see him. That's the real measure of Donald Trump versus Hillary. Forget all the lying polls and the rest of it. Look at the crowds who are showing up. Of course, there's an explanation for that. You know, dead people can vote, but they can't actually show up at the rallies. And that may explain the disparity there. All right, let's go ahead and grab a couple of phone calls. Bob in the Upper Peninsula, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Hillary Clinton talks about breaking up families all the time, but I am not aware of any law that says the children cannot go back with them.
Well, Hillary is basically pushing this immigration situation in which I think the issue is the anchor babies, where the babies, once they're born in the U.S., they're automatically given citizenship, even if the parents are illegals. And so if you deport the illegal parents, if the child doesn't go with them, then they have to go into social services. But Hillary is pushing this open border situation, refugees coming on in, and Donald Trump is right. We have a right and a need to secure our borders at this time. And, you know,
Thank you. As far as
Hillary is concerned, you know, Hillary is out there saying that an unborn child has no rights and it's okay to kill them. That's a liberal philosophy. And yet if you harm an eagle's egg, you will go to jail in this country. I mean, that shows you how low an opinion of human beings the liberal agenda seems to have right there.
Correct.
Bob, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch to John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? John, are you there? Okay, I am not hearing John in Barbados. Okay, John, are you there? Okay. Should we go to Steve in California? John?
Yeah, yeah.
Who am I talking to?
It's John in Barbados. Hello, hi,
oh,
Michael.
Okay, all right. We had a our mixer board had a brain short circuit just then. And Claire is still laughing herself silly in the other room over all the problems we're having today.
Well, actually, I've just got my computer back. That's why I haven't been on for days.
Ah, I wondered about that.
Yeah, and it needed major surgery. I have it's a heart transplant and a brain transplant. But anyway, we are succeeding now.
I want a body transplant. You know, I want Dwayne the Rock Johnson's body transplant.
I wouldn't mind Matt Damon's body, but that's.
Oh, okay. Well, that's another one. Yes, but you know, Dwayne's a local boy. Dwayne's from right here in Hawaii, so I'm biased. What can I tell you? What's on your mind today, John?
Well, I've been following what Julian Assange has been saying and all the information on WikiLeaks, and I've come to the conclusion that the really nasty and damaging emails are being saved for an October surprise.
That seems to be a very common opinion. The Democratic National Committee is concerned about an October surprise. MSNBC is out there expressing concern. They're waiting for the next shoe to drop. And certainly, both through September and October, There is no reason to think that more of this damaging information is not going to surface, whether it's from Julian Assange or other people just leaking to any sources they feel they can trust.
Well, I think Judicial Watch may be another one to keep your eye on.
Oh, absolutely. They're doing stellar work. I've always had a lot more confidence in them getting to the bottom of the Clinton scandals than the FBI. Alongside that, we have all of a sudden a lot of media attention on the Clinton Foundation itself. And it feels like something may be ready to break that is really going to start pulling Hillary down. And the downside of that, of course, as I mentioned earlier in the program, the War Hawks, if they feel Hillary is not going to get into the White House, they're going to start World War III for real and stick Donald Trump with it.
Well, I think that's what is really serious in Crimea at the moment, you know,
yes.
Ukraine, Crimea. Apparently, Russia has moved, as was mentioned by an earlier caller, S-400s, but on top of that, they've moved major movement of tanks onto the border.
And meanwhile, the U.S. is deploying nuclear weapons to the South China Sea, and that is another flashpoint, and they're really trying to push this war as hard as they can, and ultimately they're going to lose it. Before I let you talk some more, John, we need to do a quick shout out on the air to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network, and we're taking phone calls for this third hour, plus some other catch-up news left over from the rest of the week. So, John, what else is on your mind?
Well, Syria, really, because according to the lots of news, you know, the Takfiris were making a push, but apparently it's not been successful. The Syrian Arab Army, Hezbollah, and the Russian and Syrian Air Force have been hammering away, and the offensive from the southeast, Aleppo, looks like it's collapsed, and they're on the run again.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, and we had that other report earlier in the show where it now looks like U.S. assets in the region, naval assets and special forces, are engaged in trying to rescue what's left of their pet terrorists from Aleppo.
Apparently so, but I don't think Russia's paying any regard. They're just hammering away, and so is the Syrian Air Force. They're just pounding them. But
well,
it's from getting
Putin's
really serious.
Yeah, it's serious. From Putin's point of view, is to get the U.S. terrorists completely out of Syria and hand the U.S. government this generation's version of the defeat of Vietnam in a hope that that will derail this rush toward war. I don't think the U.S. government will be discouraged by that because, as far as I can tell from observing from the outside, the U.S. government is absolutely convinced that if they don't get a world war between the dollar and the ruble and the yuan, that the U.S. economy is finished. They are absolutely correct. The problem is they're oblivious to any other possible ways of trying to resolve the situation, bring back our manufacturing, bring back our agriculture. None of these people know how to do it. When you have a government that's made up of drug criminals and their cronies, this is a government that doesn't actually know how to govern, other than to simply kill everybody that doesn't agree with them.
Well, the other thing that was on my mind, Michael, is this $6 trillion or so that's missing from the Pentagon. Is
yes.
this the budget they're putting to one side for this next big war?
It could be. A lot of people were wondering if that was the reason for the $3 trillion that vanished back in 2001, if the money was being sequestered for some black purpose. But nothing seems to have manifested, and it could very easily be just simply the sum total of all the corruption that's going on within the military-industrial complex.
Well, I mean, it seems that the judiciary, the politicians, the businesses, apart from some, are all corrupt, and it's dragging America down, and it's a shame to see it happen.
It really is. The United States is a nation in decline. And as I said, my best hope for the future is to see the U.S. federal government collapse the way the former Soviet Union did, of its own lies and corruption and complete loss of trust and faith of the population. We're going to have about 3 or 4 months where we're going to have to be taking care of ourselves, our friends, our neighbors, our family, look out for each other while we put together a new government based on pretty much most of the original Constitution and the Bill of Rights. We obviously don't need an electoral college, and we need to have a new amendment in there that says absolutely no more private central banking ever. Even the Federal Reserve is unconstitutional because the Constitution never authorized the delegation of the money creation authority to anybody but the U.S. Congress. They just sort of went ahead and did it and on the sure and certain notion that nobody would really notice, and a lot of people did, but had there been an internet back then in 1913, there would have been a huge, huge outcry about what was going on.
Well, I've taken all this nonsense to heart, and in fact, I've stocked up on food in the freezers and the cupboards and what have you.
That's a very good thing to be doing right now. And I would say not even refrigerated food, because we could see, you know, the electrical infrastructure. Got to go with freeze-dried or MREs or stuff that's going to store for a very long time without the need for outside refrigeration. We'll get into that some other time in the show here. We got a whole bunch of callers, and John, I'm going to let you go. And thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, normally as a politician, you wouldn't rebuff anybody who wanted to support you. But I have to say that if Kissinger said that he wanted to support me, I think I'd have to call him out for what he is, and he is a war criminal. And I'd have to bring up the fact of what he said about the American soldier. And if you brought all that out, Trump's got the military vote, no doubt about it. But you'd surely make a lot more fans and a lot more friends if you pointed out the criminal behavior of his past, no doubt about it.
I think if Kissinger makes the commitment to endorse Hillary, Trump will probably go ahead and do that. But Hillary is out there. Even approaching Kissinger shows a degree of desperation in her campaign right now. She's literally going for the name value. She thinks the Kissinger name will bring some kind of gravitas with it. But she's out there just talking to everybody. I even heard a claim that Hillary Clinton approached Charles Manson for an endorsement. Manson turned her down because he thought it would tarnish his image.
Well, you know, that whole quote he made about the American soldier being a dumb animal to use for foreign policy as a pawn, I mean, you can't erase that. You cannot erase that.
No, that's...
And that should haunt him, plus the other things he's done in his life. He's a war criminal, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And thanks, Michael.
You got it. And if Kissinger endorses Hillary, that's what we're going to put on our graphics. His comment about military people being dumb, stupid pawns to be used for foreign policy. It's right. A callous attitude. It is common in the high levels of the government, but he said it out there on public, and he's going to have to carry that. Thank you for the call. We're going to switch over to John in Rancho Cucamonga. Aloha. What is on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. I just wanted to point out to you and possibly to your darling wife, Claire, that Claire probably shows too much reverence for the ground on which Justin Raimondo walks. I used to subscribe to a magazine, monthly magazine called The Chronicles, that's published in Rockford, Illinois. Mm-hmm. And about 2 years ago, Raimondo, who has a monthly column there, made the insulting comment. I took it as an insult because I'm a member of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth for the last 9 years or so. He said that the 9/11 Truth community, anyone who believes that 9/11 is an inside job, they're all a bunch of crackpots. I thought you might get a kick out of that, too.
I had missed that, and that has completely altered my perception of Justin Raimondo.
I thought it would, and I thought you did.
Yeah. All right.
And one thing I had trouble figuring out, Michael. Every time I read Raimondo's columns, I never could seem to learn anything new because he doesn't have much new to say. How many times can you say you're against war? But why are you against this particular war? He never got into that. And then I saw that, I was just flabbergasted. So I know what you mean about being, you know, all wars are bankers' wars. And I think when you said the sentence you said. You were declaring that you were against all wars. Well, I know what you meant. I think you might want to say. No one wants to say it the way I'm going to say it, but really, the people that the U.S. government is invading and occupying with our troops, the people who are shooting back at our troops, they have a higher moral justification to do what they're doing to protect their lives and their families' lives than our troops do in killing them.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right about that.
I know it's a hell of a way to say it, but that's what it comes down to.
No, it's a perfect way to say it. And again, it goes back to Sun Tzu and the Art of War, where you know he says victory is going to go to the side that feels they have the moral right on their side. The United States doesn't have that.
The
mercenaries, they all understand. They're an invading horde of conquering, barbarians, and that's all they are. They're there for a paycheck.
Right. That's why the French did not win the final battle at Dien Bien Phu in 1954, and why ultimately I think the U.S. government lost in Vietnam in 1973, I guess, was the final thing. So.
They made a lot of mistakes in Vietnam.
Absolutely.
First of all, this idea that they could win a war from the air with minimal involvement on the ground, that was a big mistake. The other part
Absolutely.
Of it was all those kids who were in Vietnam, who were drafted and sent over there, understood this was a war on the other side of the planet that they didn't have any emotional connection to whatsoever. A lot of them understood they were just there to grind up military supplies to justify higher taxes on the American people. The Vietnamese people were fighting for their homes, their families, their businesses, their loved ones, all within eyesight, and they were motivated, where the U.S.
Absolutely
forces
correct.
Simply were not.
Absolutely correct. Very pathetic, but very true. Yeah.
All right,
okay.
Well, listen,
thanks a lot for letting me on your show.
Okay, you got it. We're going to switch over to Joseph in Texas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. First of all, I hope you're right that the American people do come to realize that, they're being lied to and everything, because World War III looks like it's very much step-by-step on its way. I mean, if you look back in 1916, the politics are the same, because even just with that thing with Russia, how they caught some terrorists trying to do something. They weren't even terrorists. They were actual members of the special forces. So that's like, a basic attack by another country, not really terrorism right there. What they were going to do with terrorism, but the people were state-sponsored.
Yes.
And, I really hope that that people understand that the reason why, Mexico and the border states are not as bad as the U.S. Like, the U.S. border states are not as bad is because of that, the money that comes in, right? And just like with 1916, you had the whole nation was mobilized to get Pancho Villa. And then we're going over there looking for Pancho Villa, and then all of a sudden the Zimmerman telegraph comes up, and the American people say, oh, Germany was going to use Mexican rebels to invade us. We need to go over there and, teach them a lesson. And I hope that, because now the U.S. has two people to wag at us. They got Russia and then they got ISIS. And then I wonder, if Donald Trump, does, because, once Donald Trump goes over there, once they start militarizing the border, it's going to cause a lot of friction. And that's just a guarantee, just because the amount of weapons that are there and just because the amount of money that's there. I mean, look at friction that's in those themselves.
Well, let me interrupt here because we're almost at a commercial break here. Obviously, China and Russia are very credible military opponents that we should be very cautious about. But let's be very honest. Mexico is not going to declare war on the United States of America if we send all the illegal immigrants back because...
No. I'm not talking about war. What I'm talking about is say they do some terrorist act, like the cartels and stuff, and then we blame it on, they're working with ISIS, just like with the German Zimmerman letter, because, except that was with states. That's why I hope the American people realize that when they blame stuff on ISIS, that's just the, key to get in, that's the excuse to get into to other places. And I hopefully, because, in 1916, we went in World War One, and then Wilson militarized, that's what we
okay.
had the first
I hear what you're saying, Joseph. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut you off. We got to take a break for commercials. We got another phone call waiting after these few words from our sponsors.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go right back to the phones. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Claire. Happy Friday.
Well, Claire's not here. She was in hour number two because of a scheduling conflict.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have you on the video thing. But, Mike, I was going to call up about Hillary, but you guys were talking about something that I have a little more background on, and that was... And I know we've talked about it before. I know you're a big proponent of Sun Tzu. And talking about, you know, morale, basically, in Napoleon's old maxim, that morale is to all other factors is 3 is to 1. But Clausewitz also has something called his triad, Carl von Clausewitz, on strategy. Yes. And the triad is, you cannot prosecute a successful war over the long term, if you don't have alignment between the people, the army or the military, and the government.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, there was a great book, a useful book called On Strategy, A Treatment of the Vietnam War, where they're applying Clausewitz, by a guy named Colonel Harry Summers, applying Clausewitz to our failure in Vietnam, where we started out not having the people behind us in Vietnam.
Yes.
We started out with the Army eventually because of the rules of engagement and the no strategy whatsoever. The Army was lost to that triad, and it even started to destabilize with Eugene McCarthy and Johnson's failure to, you know, run for a second, you know, even destabilize the government to an extent. But, and there's one more quote that is apropos for today, and that is, and I don't remember who said this, maybe it was Churchill, that democracies cannot fight a 7 years war.
I've heard it before. I don't remember who said it.
I don't remember who said it.
I understand, because once the people start turning against the war, they have to shut off democracy in order to continue it. And that right there is probably a very good reason why our government has tried to shut off democracy. They don't want you to see it happening, but that's why the political parties are picking the candidates, and we've got massive election fraud, because they don't actually dare let the American people make any choices, or this whole war party is off.
Well, you're absolutely right on. I should have known that you would have gotten right on this, but that's right. And the fact of the matter is, real democracies cannot fight a 7 years war, at least not without a totally stable triad, you know, army, people, government. But we have none of that, and this is not a democracy, and we've been at war for 15 years, and that's the difference. So.
Well, we may have lost our democracy long before that. And again, we know there's been massive election fraud throughout our history. Certainly there was during Bill Clinton's first term in office. There was the book Vote Scam by the Collier Brothers. And by the way, I just did a web search. It was General George C. Marshall who said a democracy cannot fight a 7 years war.
Oh, thank you for that. I've been misquoting him for years. Okay. Well, that's it for me.
All right. Well,
I just wanted to. Oh, one more point I wanted to make about the October surprise business with Julian Assange. I love the fact that all these any sort of transparency is better than what we have, which is none. And I applaud Julian Assange for that, Mike. But in the back of my mind, I've got to wonder, he's living in the Ecuadorian embassy, hopefully, maybe for the rest of his life, and has a contract, I'm sure, out on him. Everybody is trying to, would probably bring him down right now and take him out. And you got to think, why is this guy holding out? Why wouldn't he be holding out for some sort of exoneration or, you know, get out of jail free card? You know what I mean?
It's an interesting question, and it may be because he's aware there's nobody in power at the moment who would grant him a pardon, which I presume Donald Trump can be prevailed on by the American people to issue a pardon for Julian Assange. Obviously, the sex crimes is a foreign thing, so the Trump can't do that. And the same thing for Ed Snowden. He deserves a pardon as well. Peter, got to let you go. Got to do a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for software fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call here, and then we're going to close the phone lines for the rest of the show because I've got a lot of news I need to get on out there. So, Mike in Maryland, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about possible bank bail-ins. And to me, it's problematic, maybe from the bank's point of view, because I'm sure you know of fractional reserve banking. So if the banks confiscate all the available cash in the bank, if there's a derivatives meltdown or something, that would only make a paltry down payment on any losses the banks have. So what are they going to do after that? Just start printing money?
At which point the dollar is
valued and cause hyperinflation? I mean, they'll really be cutting their own throats, because who in God's green earth is going to trust banks after that?
or the dollar. I mean, you know, if they try and get out of the derivatives mess by simply, you know, and yes, they're going to plunder the American people first. Congress actually changed the banking laws, I think it was almost a year ago now, where they declared bank savings account holders as unsecured investors in the bank, meaning if the bank has losses, you're expected to share in them. And then they changed the order of who gets paid the first when a bank collapses. Under the old laws, the savings account holders were at the very top. Now we're at the very bottom, and the derivatives are at the very top. So there's going to be nothing left for the American people. And yes, they can just start printing money like crazy to cover the derivatives losses. And by doing that, they will put us into Zimbabwe territory. We'll have $100 trillion paper notes in our pockets, and nobody will trust a dollar around the world. They really are in a corner. They really are in a corner, and that's why they're pushing for this world war, because they think a world war is going to solve their economic problems, or at least distract from them, because it worked two times before. Crash of 1907, World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008, and here we are on the doorstep of big mistake number three. Now, at that point, we're going to start seeing communities come up with their own currency. We saw that during the Civil War. We even saw it during World War I, where the U.S. currency was considered absolutely worthless. We saw it during the Great Depression of the 1930s, and we'll start seeing it again, where people are just going to come up with their own currency. And it's important to remember something. When you look at the front of a Federal Reserve note, it says right up here, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. What it doesn't include is the word only. They're not claiming that the U.S. Federal Reserve note is the only legal tender for all debts, public and private. The reality is that any monetary unit can be used if the two parties engaging in commerce agree to it. What?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Somebody was talking to me. Yeah.
Okay, so...
you're absolutely right. So, well, but this could be like the last desperate effort of the establishment before this, you know what, hits the fan or everything goes south, because then all faith is lost, and then the gig is up, and only a complete idiot would have any faith in the system after that.
You're right.
I mean, I've got a couple of 50 caliber ammo cans full of... silver dollars. It's not exactly
broadcasting that on the radio.
I started buying silver when it was $5 an ounce. Mm-hmm. So I've done well in that regard. But do you think that cryptocurrency possibly could be a good alternative to the banking system?
I think any alternative currency is going to come into use when the fiat currency of the private central banks starts to become worthless. Say the private central banking scam has been imposed on the human race for 300 years, and they got away with it because all of these private central banks in all of these different countries were operating independently. And when one reached the point of a debt collapse, the other nations enslaved to private central banks would send in money to reset the system and start it all over again. The difference today is because of economic globalism and that derivatives exposure, all of the world's private central banks could come crashing down all at the same time. And we, the people of planet Earth, have to be ready to stand firm and say, we're not going to do this again. Now, we know that one of the foundations to try and bring the New World Order, One World Government into existence is a global financial collapse, at which point they're going to say, we're going to create a new private central bank for the entire earth. But if the people understand that private central banking is what destroys economies, they're going to be very, very resistant to that idea. And they're going to say, let's go back to an economic model that serves the people and the country, the one that the United States started with all those 200 years ago, and stop being slaves to these private central bankers. I mean, the Rothschild family is worth an estimated $500 trillion. That's the wealth they have accumulated from the labor of ordinary people through this fraud called private central banking, in which the private central banks usurp the authority to issue the public currency and then proceed to issue it all as a loan at interest in order to make us all their debt slaves.
I think a world war with either Russia or, God forbid, China is going to be a tough sell to the American public. I think we've got war fatigue like crazy, and I don't think the vast majority of the American people are going to go along with it. I think you're going to see massive civil disobedience and a huge anti-war effort from virtually every strata of American society.
Certainly going to see it from me. You're going to see it from me. Anyway, listen, Mike, I got to let you go. I'm running out of time on the show, and there's some news I need to share here today and not hold over to Monday. So thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. The phone lines are closed for the rest of the show because I got some things I got to share with you. Now then, the other day there was this video on CNN where the talking heads were openly laughing and saying, you know, we're giving Hillary Clinton a free pass. We couldn't do more to promote her campaign. This has triggered a firestorm of criticism on all the social media and basically advertised the fact that CNN and the corporate media as a whole are here to sell you Hillary Clinton. They're not reporting the news honestly. They're not reporting it factually. They're part of Hillary's campaign to convince you that she's way out ahead. She's got 15,000 points over Donald Trump. So you Trump voters, don't even bother showing up in November. It's a waste of time. Just stay home and watch TV or something. And a lot of people reacting in anger about this. CNN is remaining mum on this. But the video is out. And once it's out on the internet, there is no taking it back. That's the reality in the age of the internet and the independent media. You say something like that on TV, you know, about how we're giving Hillary a free pass and we couldn't do more to be promoting her career. Everybody hears it and knows it. And it went viral all over the place. Fox News just now, during my last commercial break, was running a story saying that the American people distrust the accuracy of the corporate media polls, which is we're winning. We're convincing the American people they shouldn't be trusting what's coming out of the corporate media. So it's the next step to getting them to understand there's massive election fraud. There's propaganda trying to sell the war party to us. And everybody has to vote in November. And again, when we get into October, I'm going to really start pushing this idea. Everybody who votes for Donald Trump, after you have left the polling place, just take two pieces of tape and put a T on the front of your clothing. Because that's going to make it really obvious if they're trying to steal the election. Because everybody's going to see who voted for Donald Trump. All right, getting back into the war zones here. We're seeing this bizarre story from the Wall Street Journal, no less, about how Turkey is no longer a reliable ally. They're talking to Russia, and they're getting into all these mutual defense agreements. They're not a reliable ally. And I don't know what the Wall Street Journal thinks we're going to do. Is the U.S. going to attack and invade Turkey now, especially with a defense agreement with Russia? U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East is failing. Because everybody understands what's really been going on. The U.S. drops some ISIS and Al-Qaeda into a country and says, oh, we have to go on in and we have to save the country from the terrorists. 5 years ago, they were openly admitting, we're going to get Assad out of Syria and replace him with somebody that we like. The U.S., meanwhile, is out there making these absolutely idiotic statements. Came on out and following Poroshenko ordering all the Ukrainian army units near Crimea and the eastern Donbass to the highest level of readiness because he's expecting Putin is going to retaliate for those saboteurs that were caught inside Crimea. Putin isn't going to do that, but that's what he's doing. So the State Department comes on out and simply declared once again, Crimea is part of Ukraine. Mahi dictum est. That's the way it will be. We're the United States of America, and you will listen to us on this. And again, a reminder, and we talked about this in hour number two with Claire. What Crimea is part of is up to the Crimean people. That's in the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The Crimeans held a referendum to break away from Ukraine. When the U.S.-backed coup d'etat removed the legitimate government and replaced him with the chocolate king, Poroshenko. And then they held a second referendum to say, we want to merge with Russia. And they have that right under the U.N. rules. And the U.S. does not have a right to go on in and simply say, we're going to take this piece of land away from Russia and give it back to Ukraine. That's basically an act of war. Putin has sent S-400 air defense systems down to Crimea to hopefully discourage anything dramatic following those saboteurs. Meanwhile, the saber rattling is continuing out there in the South China Sea. Story where Beijing is continuing to send their warships around the South China Sea. And please note, it is called the South China Sea. And they're saying that there's one island in particular that represents the red line for Washington, D.C., and it's called the Scarborough Shoal. And it is claimed by China, Taiwan, and the Philippines. The U.S. doesn't even actually claim the island, but they're out there saying if China comes on in, we're going to go to war. Now then, little point you ought to keep in mind to put things in perspective. Scarborough Shoal is 8,572 miles away from Washington, D.C. It's just 11 miles long, and it's mostly lagoon. There's nothing there. But this is going to be the excuse for Washington, D.C. to try and fan up a war with China. Actually, a war with the yuan, which is a threat to the U.S. dollar's global hegemonic domination. And I think probably everybody listening to this show, and most Americans, would agree that we think Washington, D.C. ought to be more concerned with the problems inside our own borders than mucking about on the other side of the planet. And yes, that was with the letter M, for those of you who are looking for reasons to be offended by me. As I mentioned earlier in the show, the Obama administration is adding fuel to the fire in the South China Sea by dispatching enough nuclear weaponry to kill everybody in the region. I don't know what's going on over there. Maybe Obama is sitting there and thinking and saying, you know, I've never actually seen a real mushroom cloud with my own eyes. It might be something to sort of celebrate the end of my 8 years in office. But that's how ridiculous it is. Ron Paul has gone on record about the government manipulating the July jobs report, and he says it's all statistics. They're not counting who's working, who's not working. The jobs weren't created by business. They were created by statisticians who go through this seasonal adjustment. If you take out the seasonal adjustment, we actually lost 1 million jobs in July. But they don't want you to think about that in an election year. You might actually vote for the incumbents. And then they'd have to get real jobs. And we know what the real job market is like out there. Meanwhile, little lesson coming in from Romania. Romania slashed their taxes on the people. And their economy is booming, which makes sense. Now, there is a mathematical formula called the Laffer curve, which is a measure of tax revenues versus tax rates. And the tax revenue at 0% tax rate is zero, and the tax revenue at 100% is the same, zero. Because the more taxes government takes, the less money there is for business development, plus you disincentivize people from working. If they're out there working harder and harder and they get into a higher tax bracket and the government takes more and more away from them, they're going to quit, and the productivity suffers. Ronald Reagan actually understood this, Alzheimer's and all. And when he signed in that huge tax cut on the American people, the economy took off and the government actually saw an increase in tax revenues. But the liberal idea is that nobody should be allowed to have their own money. We'll just take it all and parcel it back to them as we see fit. And the more they do that, the less and less business is operating. And the tax revenues actually go down. Look at Obamacare. Huge, you know, grab of the people's money was supposed to generate, you know, billions in profits for the health insurance companies and tax revenues. Didn't work out. When you take too much, when the tax rates are too high, tax revenues go down, not up. But we don't have a government of people who really understand how these things work. Because they got into the government through Iran-Contra and gun and drug running and cronyism, breaking the rules. Story out of Investment Watch blog. The everyday American is tapped out. Spending is way down. We're seeing more and more stores close. It's called the restaurant effect, Ruby Tuesdays. is shutting down a huge number of their restaurants. They can't survive anymore. The whole system is locking up because of the wealth inequality, where all the wealth has been siphoned away from the American people and piled up over that 0.1% because they're money junkies. And like any other addict, they can't think clearly about what they're doing. And it should be the function of the central federal government, and in particular the president, to maintain the overview of what's best for the nation and the people as a whole. But Obama can't be bothered. He's too busy out there playing golf. And that's why the nation is in trouble and looking to solve or at least distract from this economic meltdown with a new world war, which we are in all probability likely going to lose. And that is a very depressing thought, given that I have a first strike nuclear target right outside this office window here, down there at Pearl Harbor. Now, Germany's economic growth has plunged over concerns that the Eurozone may be breaking up, because Germany has, well, we got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, what kind of joking? No fountains, but youth? I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923, and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
We will not go down in the night. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We we will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our program. Last segment of the show on this POW Hunter Friday. And I want to flash back to this story here about how Hillary Clinton has a super PAC called Correct the Record, whose admitted task is to flood online discussion boards with pro-Hillary shills. These are not ordinary people with their own honest opinions. They are paid to be there. I guess these are the folks who couldn't get a job over at McDonald's or Chipotle's, and so, you know, being online shills is the best they could come up with. But they are out there. They are admitting it. Now, this Correct the Record PAC is being run by a guy named David Brock. And David Brock was the guy who engineered the smearing of Anita Hill and anyone who supported her during the confirmation of Justice Clarence Thomas of the Supreme Court. Brock is the guy who went on out and basically destroyed Anita Hill in public. And now he's in charge of this PAC that is deploying these trolls onto the online discussion boards. And I bring this up. And plus, of course, there's the actual cyber warriors who are trying to destroy truth websites such as mine. And I mention this because I need to recruit you all to be a truth squad. When you are on a discussion board or a comment board of an article, and you're seeing somebody who's out there who's bashing Donald Trump and saying, you know, Hillary Clinton is great and it's a conspiracy theory that she was spying and the rest of it, please have the courage to hit that comment button and talk back to them. Yes, this PAC has $1 million budget, but we can outnumber them if we all work together. And that's what it's going to take to defeat this corrupt establishment, the election fraud, the propaganda, the corporate media, is every one of us working together, being willing to step out into the light, hit that button, put your honest comment on out there, and simply drown out the nonsense that from these paid-to-be-there operatives. And once you understand they're there, two things happen. First of all, they become very obvious because basically they're standing there with their hair on fire and insisting they cannot smell any smoke. And second, once the public in general is aware that the Hillary campaign is paying people to post pro-Hillary comments on these discussion boards, it stops being effective because people are going to start looking at these comments and saying they don't really make a lot of sense. It's just a lot of name-calling and baiting. And they're going to realize this is probably one of Hillary Clinton's paid online trolls, so we can ignore them. Propaganda only works if the people who are being propagandized don't know what's going on. If they think that these people out there attacking Donald Trump and supporting Hillary Clinton are ordinary citizens, they're going to pay attention and say, all right, you have a right to an opinion. But when word gets out that people are being paid to support Hillary in the discussion groups, it stops working. That's important. This is a call to Rivero's Rangers. There's the music. Time for me to get out here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Have a really good weekend. Please make a point of remembering you are the independent media, and you need to carry that responsibility out. Share everything that you know with everybody that you know. Working together, we can overcome the corporate media, Hillary shills, and a corrupted establishment. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Let's get this man to the ER, stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. Angioprim. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.